An effort to recall three state senators from Las Vegas, two Democrats as well as a Republican-turned-independent, could swing the balance of power in the Nevada legislature. Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger spoke to Michelle Rindels, a reporter with the Nevada Independent, to get the latest on the petitions.
Can you give us a little bit of background on the petition process itself? You know, how does it work, and how do you actually recall an elected official here in Nevada?
Well, what they're trying to do is gather signatures from at least 25% of the voters who participated in the actual election that the person was elected in. So two of these senators were elected in 2016. One was elected in 2014. Those were very different years. 2014 had very low turnout. So basically, they're trying to gather these petitions. They have people walking the district with a petition and a short description of why they're trying to recall this person. And they have 90 days from the date of the petition being filed to gather all these signatures. At that point, the petitions would be turned in and the signatures themselves would have to be verified. And you have to get signatures from people who actually participated in the election. And it has to be people that live in the district. It can't be people that are just general Nevadans.
Why target these senators in particular?
It appears to be a strategic play because these are senators that live in swingy districts and that could potentially be winnable for Republicans. So they're looking at another term of Democratic control. This basically is a route to potentially flipping three seats and then having the upper hand, you know, goes into the next legislative session. You'll have the incumbent advantage, and then you'll also have drained the resources of the Democrats.
So what options do Democrats have at this point, other than just hoping Republicans don't get enough signatures in these petitions?
There's a couple ways that they can kind of fight back. They have been running what's called a decline to sign campaign and just trying to educate people in the district not to sign the petition. The second thing is, even if they do turn in a sufficient number of signatures, there's a good chance that a lot of those wouldn't qualify for various reasons. The third thing that we're seeing is an actual attempt to get the state basically from not carrying out the process of the recall, so stopping it in some middle point. And that's what we saw with a federal lawsuit basically being filed against the Secretary of State and the Clark County Registrar of Voters, and it's seeking an injunction that would just halt the process and prevent them from even processing the recall signatures.
On what grounds?
There are three points that this lawsuit is making. One is that the state needs to be balancing the interests of the state itself and the burden that a special election would put onto voters. So it's saying, does the state really have an interest in getting these people out if there's not maybe like an issue of character, an issue of morality that's prompting the recalls? By contrast, you've got a special election that would in some ways inconvenience voters rather than just kind of, you know, voting all in one fell swoop in a regular election. They're having to vote for just one race. They're having to perhaps miss work or spend time researching or find transportation to a polling place or find childcare. So they're arguing that it's a greater inconvenience to voters, and there's really not a balancing interest from the state to do this. The second grounds is that it basically undermines the whole democratic system by shortening the length of people's terms. Lawyers are arguing that a bedrock of, you know, the American Republican system is that people have a set term. And this is creating a system where people really don't ever serve out a full term. They're kind of cut off in the middle of their term every time. And they're always in a state of defending themselves against a recall. The third ground is a Voting Rights Act claim. And they're saying that these types of special elections and recalls disproportionately harm minority voters. And they don't have to prove that the recall backers intended to specifically hurt minority voters or dampen turnout. What they have to do is prove that the effect of this process is actually causing, you know, lower minority turnout systemically. So they think that they could demonstrate that by showing that, and in special elections, minority turnout drops disproportionately more than the white voter turnout drops.
All right, Michelle Rindels, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks so much, Paul.